Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, with Chris Jones producing. Captain Michael Sharky Marquez in the house with me from Galveston, and Captain Jeff Nailum Naylor. You nailed him the other day, buddy.
Did.
Yee yee.
Blessing. You know, I was going to say a little story about that the other day. Really, you know, we were fishing for yellowfin and marlin, and it had all the marlin gear kind of set out ready to go. So you kind of put out the two little shotgun baits and your kind of shorties, and then you send out all the big reels with the big stuff on it. And the yellowfin just wouldn't leave anything alone. So we didn't have an opportunity to get the marlin gear out, really. So, of course, she hits on the 50 wide with 60-pound mono jet. Wow.
Dang.
Screamer.
Screamer. That's right. It was a real
screamer. About 20 foot off the back of the boat, huh?
Yeah, it was wild. And she kept running on top. I've got video of this. You know, I was telling Sharky, I got video of it with the GoPro. And, you know, I didn't realize that the GoPro doesn't – you can't film for hours at a time.
Yeah. No, those batteries
minutes.
Get
– Yeah.
They need to improve that.
They
if they
do.
Did, they would – That would yeah. really be something. They really did good footage. The
yeah,
batteries,
they do.
The batteries just, they're no good.
They're not.
Don't
so,
last long enough.
You know, I film her, so every time she'd come up to the top and make a real hard run, you know, I'd sit there and film, waiting for her to jump. Because, I mean, that's the quintessential, you know, picture there.
She never did.
She never jumped. But it was unreal. She was going so fast. We were probably driving 17 miles an hour to keep up with her in front of her.
That's how
you know,
fast she was running.
Side by side with her. And the line was looped in the back.
Yeah.
We're going so fast that line kept snapping. It sounded like a shotgun. Pow! Every time it jumped out of the water, you know, that loop would get
right.
some slack back out.
And
of
then it would
pow!
Pop back. Oh, yeah.
Man, it was unreal.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That was a
lot of people going fishing this morning.
Here's one real quick. Hey, Mick. Can you cover about wade fishing with a life jacket? It has saved my life in front of San Luis Pass. And it has. You know, when I waded the surf, we wore like a ski belt back then. Remember those?
Yeah.
That foam belt that you'd wrap around your waist. And we'd make it loose enough that if you got out deeper, it'd come up under your armpits.
Yeah.
And it kind of kept you buoyant when you had to wade out on that third bar.
Yeah.
And those saved many a guy's life. Now we have these new Onyx BFDs.
Yeah.
Super light.
Yeah.
And, you know, just put it on manual, you know, because if you have it automatic, if you get it wet, it'll deploy.
Yeah.
But just keep it on manual if you get out in the surf and you get the current gets you or you get in trouble. Pull the ripcord.
Yeah.
It'll fill up with CO2
and
save
money.
Your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question by Mud Mina George.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard it from him in a while, by the way. And there was another one here.
Have they cut San Luis Pass off from wade fishing?
No, not really.
Okay.
One side, they don't let people
yeah,
in the water over there on the Freeport
do,
side. Heard about that. But good morning, Mick. This is Steve Porter. You may have covered this issue already. Does the stay-at-home order mean we can't go fishing? Hey, that's your call, brother.
Yeah, so fishing is a source of providing food,
yeah.
which falls under the essential category. And so no matter what stay-at-home ordinance is put in place, fishing is actually exempt when you get into running a business.
Except for charter boat captains.
Except for
right
charter
now.
Boat captains.
Commercial
unreal.
Guys can go. Recreational guys can go. But we got to stay
hey,
home.
If we can't make money, you can't make money. That's
right.
what they said. So But yeah, you can fish. But the problem is all the boat ramps are closing down.
Yeah.
And but they can't take fishing away because it's a way to provide food for your family.
That's right.
So you go fishing. You get out there and you go fishing.
If you need to recreate, if you don't ride a bicycle or hike through the park, get on your boat and go out there, ride your horse out there and get out and wait a
go
flat.
Enjoy
get
the your, creation,
get
baby.
Your recreation and your exercise, man.
That's it.
And who are the gentlemen in the picture to your left? Well, which one is my left looking at it? The gentleman in the picture to your left.
I'm thinking.
Are you talking about the, well, I can't, I don't know what he's talking about. Got Sharky on my left.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Where and I got Nalem Naylor over here on
That's
my
who's
right.
Here. That's who's here.
And if he's looking in the camera, it should be left
yeah.
and right.
Yeah, that's exactly. Sharky, okay. I guess.
Well, you
it's
answered that
backwards,
question.
Right?
Yeah. He probably thinks I'm a picture, maybe. You know?
But he said, who are the gentlemen in the picture to your left?
I don't know. Might be Casper up in here.
There's no pictures behind me there. So I've got a few customers in those. Anyway, all right, let's see what we got next here. Boy, they're coming in. Bink Good Grimes, team. You know him.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard you say call the Chronicle in a long time. That's funny.
24-inch trout, call the Chronicle.
Yeah,
boys.
Call the Chronicle. We're on 24-inchers.
oh, shoot.
Roland Altinger already answered his question. He was asking about the Bart's Bay Armor
sure.
Stingray boots. Sure. Good morning, Mick. This is Steve Porter again.
Oh,
you
that was
covered this.
What you
okay.
just read.
Okay, he said, thank you, stay safe. Okay, yep. I repeated that one. All right, we're caught up on that.
You Heck
got any,
yeah.
Got any Facebook questions?
I got somebody says, what's the best bait to use under a knocker rig?
Well, hey, we've been wanting to explain this knocker rig
yeah.
anyway. Pull that puppy out and show them what it's all about.
I will show them. So this is a super awesome universal rig. If you're listening and not tuning in, no big deal. I'll try to explain it. But basically, we got our 30-pound braid here. I run it to a 30-pound fluorocarbon. This fluorocarbon would usually be about 20 pounds if I'm in the bay, but we're jetty
right.
fishing.
Right.
Heavy structure, abrasive resistant fluorocarbon here. And so the whole purpose behind this knocker rig is that if you get stuck when you're fishing heavy structure, you'll be able to reach up, pop your main line.
And it makes that weight slide up to that first
sure
knot.
Does.
And then do you drop your rod so the weight will have plenty of weight to go down and hit that hook and take it out of the rocks?
No, you don't even. I'll tell you what.
You don't even have to do that.
You don't even have to do that. And I might be able to show here on the live for those that are watching live. So we're going to hook it up and picture that that is a that you're stuck like Chuck right here. And
okay.
basically when you shake that line, that weight slides down. And did you see it knock
right
off?
And it
right
pops
off
right off the clip on the rod, just like you being hung up on the bottom on a rock or
That's
something.
Right.
Or an oyster shell.
That's right. And the whole purpose.
That's awesome.
The great thing about it is it's a real quick clip away from adjusting that weight, you know. So if the current's, I always say fish as light as you can, possibly where that
right.
bait will stay in the strike zone. Meaning you're not going to want to put a 2-ounce weight on here if there's no current movement. You're going to want to go light, light, light. I mean, the smallest little slider weight you can. But when that current does pick up on the jetties or wherever you're fishing, throw you a 1-ounce, throw you an ounce and a half. You just want to be as light as you can.
Just adjust your weight for the amount of current to keep that
That's
bait
right.
down.
That's a great live
and that's basically
rig.
What we do when we fish along ship channel in the summertime. Yeah. When you have strong currents, we use heavier jig heads, and then when the current's slacker or less, we go to a lighter jig head.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Same
makes
difference.
All the sense in the
Same exact difference.
Yeah. Except I'm not having to worry about hanging up in them rocks out there like
yeah.
you are.
Or we fish a ton
that's
of
That's got to get old
man.
Sometimes, man.
It does, but
everybody in a boat going like this.
Yeah.
God,
that's why you
got to
go light. That's why you got to go light.
When I'm running a trip, and I call it fishing pig ears because, man, I'll get in some of these areas where the oysters are, you know, they grow up off the bottom. They look like pig ears.
Yeah.
And, man, you got to work your soft plastics across the top of that, and you'll be in 3 to 4 feet of water. And your customers, you look over, and here's another one.
Yeah. Here's another. Hope you're good at retying, buddy.
He said, man, how come you're not getting hung up? I said, look, guys, hold your rod up and work it. Turn that handle. You know, when you turn that handle, that lure actually comes up and it moves.
Yeah.
I said, well, you can't fish the bottom here. It's the first thing I tell them when I pull in.
Yeah.
Don't let go of the bottom. You'll be breaking off all day long. And finally, they get it down. And we'll work Little Johns and paddle tail baits over the top of those pig ears.
Sure.
And work them fast. Those fish will come out of that shell and smoke it.
Those Little Johns
they eat them up.
Yeah, those Little Johns are
fun. That Little John is man, it's been a miracle bait for me. Cause, you know, I got to be on a lot of fish to catch them. And, man, that Little John will get them.
I got to be on a lot of fish to catch them,
hey,
boy.
I call it an idiot bait. I can catch them on a Little John.
Oh, man.
You got any more over there you need service before I get to the texters?
Let's see. I got a lot of people saying, wear your life jacket. Is it crab season now, or do you know when that is? Do you need a fishing license
it's
to go
always
crabbing?
Crab season. Yeah, you to go crabbing, you got to have a fishing license.
You do have
license.
To have a
yeah.
fishing license.
Back in the day, you didn't.
And check out your Texas, you know, or if you're not from Texas, wherever you're from, look at your regulations because it's got to be a certain length from
that's
point
right.
to point.
That's right.
Or you're
just like
be in a
oysters.
Lot of trouble.
You need the saltwater endorsement in Texas as well.
Yeah, if you're going to crab and yeah. fish on the coast, you got to have your, you know, saltwater stamp.
Yeah.
Well, they don't
right.
put a stamp on anymore, but, you yeah. know, just like us, when I get my state guide license, I get the all water.
Yeah.
That way it's for saltwater and freshwater.
Right.
You know, it's cheaper if you just get the freshwater if you're a guide.
Right.
But
right.
We have to get the all water, they yep. call it.
I get that a lot, too, offshore. Everybody has to have a fishing license. And fishing out in federal waters is not required, but you have to bring the fish through Texas state water. So everybody's required to have
yep.
one.
Yep. When you're back to the dock, you need it.
He's yeah. explaining about the on the left. He said the picture on the wall under the birds. That's a old photo probably taken in 1980, 81 of me and Blaine Friermuth when we were junior guys back then. See the old red ball waders and Procaster reels.
Oh yeah,
and I don't know whether they can see it on the screen.
Oh yeah, they're
not.
They're looking right at it.
Okay, it's behind my mixer board and everything. You can get a picture. Little old pencil trout we're holding up back there. We were trying to get some really big ones that day for a photo, but
ended up with some 27s.
Yeah, ended up with some little 26, 27 yeah. inches. You know, that's where it was back then. Even fishing was bad back then. They don't bite all the time.
That's right.
You got that right.
Was it foggy that day, or is that just how the picture turned out?
That's just kind of how it turned out.
Gotcha.
No, wait, it was foggy. That's right. I know where that was now. That was in the back of East Bay in probably in February.
Wow.
We used to fish in a lot of fog back
East
there.
East Bay, February.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
Keep it down.
That's it. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is 6:18 in the Bayou City. Got Captain Sharky Marquez in the house and Captain Jeff Nalem Naylor from Freeport. Got a G-Town man and a Freetown man.
Yeah.
Freepoat.
Freetown.
That's it.
Yeah.
Freetown.
I like that.
Man.
I like
Tuna
that.
Town.
Tuna Town.
USA.
That's what I'm talking about.
So the last question was.
Yeah, what was it on the snapper thing?
Yeah.
Is that what y'all wanted to address?
They were wondering about snapper size and regulations on that.
Yeah.
We can
that's
go
your,
into.
That's your field, bud.
Yes. When it's open.
So for the guides, it's always open June 1st for the last 8 or 9 years. So historically,
right.
June 1st, which is pretty typical. And then until they set it each year. This year is going to be June 1st through August 2nd. Now, it's August 2nd, but that's at midnight August 1st.
Right.
So don't get that misconstrued. It's illegal to catch snapper August 2nd.
Yeah.
Right, but
daytime.
It falls in. You can get the Amberjack opener with that
that's
last
right.
day snapper.
That's right.
That's that special day. So
how about that?
Yeah.
You get that special
yeah.
day, and it's usually blowing about 40 miles an hour.
That's
on
it.
That
well, we're
going to
full send it. And we will be out there fishing. That's right.
Strap yeah. in, boys.
You see where Louisiana, their snapper season's on hold, their state snapper season.
Yeah.
See, they have a state snapper season.
Yeah.
And those guys just lick their chops for that over there. Because out of Venice, I mean, they get those big ones in
them.
Close. Yeah.
Six,
yeah.
7 miles.
Oh, yeah. yeah. And they put that on the back burner because of the coronavirus again.
Wow.
And they've delayed the meetings about their state snapper season until I think it was May 7th. So
because it's a gathering.
Yeah.
That's just
crazy, man.
Unbelievable.
In Louisiana, they're one of the hot spots now.
You know that. I mean, you know, a place like Venice, there ain't nothing else to do down there. You know,
I mean, going the state is shut down pretty much, man. They're a hot spot, just like New York, New Jersey, and California,
man, that's
and
unreal.
Washington.
That's unreal.
Well, think about it. New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
And they just had the Mardi Gras and all the international people coming from all over the country and the world to go into there. And,
makes sense.
It's spreading pretty.
Well,
I sure love it over here in Texas, don't you, boys?
Yeah,
ain't nothing
it.
Like Texas.
Blessed to be down here on the coast. That's
you got
for sure.
that right. Sweet salt
Plus
there.
Plus, we got Whataburger.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I was eyeballing one of those breakfast sandwiches in there. I'm going to pop one when I get off air this morning.
There's a lot of great things about Texas.
Yeah,
there
absolutely.
Is.
You know, but, you know, and like I said, though, Venice has got, you know, you go down there to Venice and there's nothing. I mean, fishing is what they have and that's all they have.
That's
you
it.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
So my prayers go out to those guys and all those guys
absolutely.
And that stuff down there.
Well, Jeffco's still trying to hang in there. The other day, when I talked to him, getting his report from him, since, you know, we don't have calls anymore, you know, until we get behind all this. But what did he say? There was 10 fish over 200 pounds laying on the dock the other day.
Yeah.
Yellow fins.
They've been getting
10 yellow fins over 200 laying there. He said it looked like cattle slaughtered on the dock.
Oh, that's unreal.
Yeah.
That's a big
old porkers laying there, man.
That's a big yellow fin.
Some chubs.
I did, man. You know, a guy like me dreams of that, you know, and they're out there every day doing it, you know. And it's at this time of the year is basically that good.
Well, this is their day in the sunshine right now.
That's
you know,
yeah.
This time of year.
Absolutely. Those guys, they catch some big ones down there. But to answer your question, it's 2 per person in federal waters, and it's 4 per person in Texas state waters. Texas state waters open year-round, and federal waters in the state of Texas is June 1st through August 2nd.
Did you read that?
I did.
I'm not even going to reply to that. But look who it came from.
Oh, man.
Okay, we'll just let that slide. Man, I hadn't even been on the Sicko page this morning. I've been so busy with text and other stuff. Sicko page blowing up this morning.
Oh yeah,
looks like it.
If you're just tuning in, which we got a good group of people that are watching live. Captain Mickey announced that he was going to be giving some Charmin Ultra toilet paper with every single trip booked, and he did.
That
extra
whole
soft.
Package, or
he said 12. He said
12.
A 12
pack, man.
But that's a hard thing to fulfill.
That's a family
right
size,
now.
Isn't it?
It's a family size.
Vinyl monkey gloves, got you good mask, respirator, and. Charmin.
Deal of the day, guys. Get on that.
Deal
yeah, get
the
on
day.
That right now. Book,
book
today.
Them now. They're going
book
quick, man. They're going hot, folks.
But we do have a whole bunch of new viewers because people are waking up. This is an autograph Castaway by the man, the myth, the legend himself.
Ah.
We put our little signatures on there like you might care, but it's the real man.
Yeah, right.
We're giving this rod away. All you have to do is hop on our Facebook live stream right now. It's Michael Sharkey Marquez. You can find it on the Sicko page. You're going to like the video, share the video, and tag 3 friends in the comments. Here in probably about 20 minutes, we're going to be giving this thing away to a viewer. So thanks for tuning in, and we're excited. Hey, that's us.
Yeah, that's us.
Look at that.
And that is the inshore smoker rig, 7-footer.
Awesome.
Yep.
12 to 17-pound test line. That's what those rods are rated for. You can throw bigger stuff on there. They're really tougher than that.
But
they rate them that for the warranty. That way you don't get too ridiculous and load them up and try to lift a 50-pound brick up with them. I mean, any rod's going to break doing that.
Yeah.
You know the biggest mistake people make breaking rods? I see it all the time. And it's not the rod manufacturer's fault. They high-stick these rods, especially wade fishing. Man, they'll get that fish up to them and they'll stick the rod straight up in the air with that line with a lot of weight on it. They'll have a big fish, a red or something, that line pulling straight down the rod. That rod's not meant to bend that way.
Sure.
It's meant to bend with the line out from it.
Right, yeah.
And that's why, when I get a fish up to me, I'll leave 2, 3, 4 feet of line under the tip, and I'll tip up on a rod.
And where do they always break?
Yeah, they always break right up in here, right up here. That's a high stick break. And they'll take it back, and a lot of times they'll warranty it and give them another one with no problem, but they know what happened to it.
Yeah. Well, Castaway's got that
lifetime warranty.
Yeah.
That's a crazy warranty right there.
Yeah. Well, so far I hadn't broke any of these and hadn't high stick.
Those
and,
Invictas are some of the
They're really sweet. And now I've got a Nano Donk that I throw and a Nano
Skeleton V2.
And the V2.
That's a mean
and the
rod.
Nano, and they're awesome too.
I love those. They all metal eyes, the little does the Nano all the
Nano recoil guides.
Yeah, there you
titanium
go.
Titanium recoil guides. Yeah.
Hardly ever have a tip break out of, you know.
And that's the biggest expense in rods now. When you buy, you see these rods that are like $300 to $350.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
because of the titanium recoil guides. A set of guides with a tip is $100 to wrap on on those rods.
Yeah. Just the guides.
That's a huge expense.
Just the guides.
If and if they use a really good Portuguese pork, that's another huge expense.
Wow.
Portugal pork.
The old Porchy pork.
Yeah.
That sounds like a new nickname.
They claim that's the best, you know, for doing these rods. You got to get cork from Portugal. They claim that's
interesting.
The finest cork you can get.
Wow.
So we're going to go catch a marlin.
I wonder if that's what they
what,
put man? in a whiskey bottle, a Portuguese cork.
Sounds expensive. That'd probably
expensive.
Not.
Well, what they charge what they charge for some of it, yeah, I can see it. But
no kidding.
You got any more questions over there? I'm caught up on text messages.
Yeah, let's see here. Ryan. Ryan, our buddy Ryan commented.
Ryan Penzick?
Yeah.
Get
and he
out
said
of here.
He said, "You're a legend, Jeff. I hope I can be as good as a fisherman as you one day."
I love
Ryan, dude. Man, but a ton of people tuning in. And I'll tell you what, Mickey, you better be ready to answer some phone call because a lot of people are ready to hop on that toilet paper deal.
Boy, they're going to take that toilet paper challenge, huh?
Yep, they are.
I ran my mouth on that one. I don't even have any toilet paper at my house. What am I going to do?
So this is a this
hey,
is
I'm seriously, I've gone to the store and I'm trying to stay away from grocery stores as much as I can because – you know,
it's hectic.
At my age, I don't want to get that stuff.
Yeah,
it's put
no,
me down for a while.
I don't
blame you. I've yet to find a roll of paper towels or one roll of toilet paper in a grocery store yet. Are you kidding me, people? Come on, man.
Yeah.
How much do you need?
Man. I'll tell you what, you go buy, get all the plungers. Somebody run out and go buy all the plungers.
Yeah, you're going to,
You come to my house with some toilet paper, and you might have a plunger. At
that's
the end
right.
Of it, right.
That's right. It.
Well, this is here's some questions coming in. Sharky, I used a Jetty Anchor aluminum, so it bends if I need to pull it quickly. If I see a crew boat pass with 6-footers, I start my engine to stay off the rocks. What do you do to stay off the rocks, man? So that's a tough area because at the jetties, you're fishing tight to those rocks. If you're out of casting distance from that strike zone, you're not going to catch nearly the amount of fish. So. Man, I use I do not use an aluminum anchor. I use a as solid as I can get them. It's a 13-pound heavy standard anchor from Academy. I'll have to post a picture of it, but and basically doing exactly what you're doing, starting that motor. If you're in a sketchy spot, man, I tell people to leave that motor running. The only time I really don't want to leave it running is when I'm trout fishing.
Right. But
those redfish and drum and stuff that
Did
you're
that
catching
spook
off
them
the
that
jetties.
Bad.
No way, man. So I would amp up the weight of your anchor and definitely make sure you have some good chain.
Now I know why all the redfish are so motor shy when they get up my way to Trinity Bay. Cause they came through the jetties with everybody running their motors on top
of
them.
That's it.
Hey, up my way, you start a big engine up, and those redfish are just
they
explode.
Scatter.
They're gone.
Well, you're in shallower water,
well, that's
too.
True.
We're fishing
that's
14,
true.
18 yeah. foot of water out there.
I mean, they're even afraid of the trolling motor. You turn it up too high, they'll blow up.
Nuts. Was the flounder regulation changed? What's the current limit?
Well, it's still, you know,
still the same.
Still the same. They hadn't made that change yet that they were talking about going to.
Yeah, and it's five a piece at 14 inches?
Something like that. Yeah, 14-inch minimum. And they're wanting to go to 15 or 16-inch minimum in two.
Well, during the migration season, it drops down to
Well,
two.
And they want to close it down.
They
totally.
Want to close it down completely.
No flounder catching in November and December.
That's correct.
So and we'll see how that goes. Wow. Boy, people are blowing a gasket over that.
That's like talking about politics and we're on the radio, so I'm not going to say anything. But
whining over trout regulations.
God bless
us. Flounder people are definitely unique.
Yeah.
They take that sport serious. Don't get between a fisherman and his flounder.
That's right.
Just like don't get between between a dog and his meat.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, now I dip those in white.
Okay, so
I can't even look at it normal anymore.
Tail
so.
Dip.
No, nope, I don't need to.
There it is.
I don't need to see it.
Wow, so I mean.
The infamous Little John.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what? We need to go to a break right quick. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back after these messages. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Final segment. Can't believe how fast it's gone. It is 6:36 in the Bayou City, and got Captain Sharky Marquez in here from G-Town, and got Captain Jeff Nalem Naylor in from Freeport. We're just having a grand old time up here. Here's a question for you, Naylor. Well, here's one from Santa Fe Jim. He goes, I might have to go fishing with Sharky and ruin another gad. Boy, you got that right, Jimbo. I call him Kentucky Windage. Anyway, question to Naylor. How come more people don't fish the 10-mile mark?
You know, so 10-mile mark is just past the 9-mile mark to be in state water. So, number one, snapper open year-round. You know, inside 9 miles, which means that they get fished fairly heavily.
State waters.
Yeah, state waters. So, the past the 10-mile mark, I'm not sure what exactly that question is about, but
that's fake news.
Is it fake news?
Yeah, unfortunately. And then it says it appears that
fishing guides are allowed to continue their guiding operations.
Well, that it appears that you're wrong, because it says on Galveston government website that we are 100% shut down for 7 days from March. God, what
was it? March 24th.
March 24th until April 1st, and they're probably gonna renew it. And so that's a screenshot from an article that came out from a guide. It's fake news. Unfortunately, the real government website is.
Yeah, it says the Daily News. It doesn't say the Galveston Daily News on it. It just says Daily
News.
That is
the Galveston.
Oh, that is the Galveston.
But the Galveston County, you know.
Okay.
It's out there. It's. Well. We're in trouble. Is this our last segment?
Yeah, this
okay.
is it, man.
So I know we got to give away a rod.
Yeah, before we go off air.
Before we go off air.
We're going to go off air at 6:56, so we need to do that.
Perfect.
A couple of minutes before that.
Well, heck
but,
yeah.
So you guys out there, get this sharing.
That's it. Share, yeah. share.
Tagging and sharing, man. You want to win this rod.
That's it.
Good rod.
With all the autographs from these fine upstanding gentlemen sitting there. Bunch of old worthless fishing guides.
Oh, worthless fishing guides.
Worthless fishing guides.
I tell you what.
Hey, you know I'm going to have in here tomorrow?
Who's that?
Captain Plogg and Captain Hillman.
Are you really?
Boy,
wow. That's going to be fun.
I don't know whether I can handle two shows like this in a row or not. I'm going to love it. Now, you talk about some stories tomorrow.
That's man. Good.
Yeah. Please
I'm
tell
sure
them.
We'll talk about how I met James. I met him at the boat show, by the way.
Really?
And we've been best friends ever since.
Ever since.
That was way back. That was like in 83, 84.
Wow.
Has the boat show or the fishing show been going on longer? The fishing show was
The fishing show was the 45th year.
45th annual.
And the boat show, I'm sure, is longer than that.
Wow.
I don't know. That's a good question. I want to Google that.
Yeah.
Houston Fishing Show versus the Houston Boat Show. I'm sure I'll get a text from Ralph Stanley here in a minute, because he knows he's the big-time boat enthusiast, and he's been involved with that Houston Boat Show forever.
They're both a lot of fun and great.
He'll tell me how the cow eats a cabbage on that one.
So you think we're going to have a good weather window this week or what?
You know,
I put it out there on Facebook that we're going to go catch a marlin.
Yeah, so he starts out with catching AJs. We're going to go catch AJs. The very next day, we're going to catch
then
marlin.
Then it's marlin pressure.
That's right.
Boy, that's the worst kind of pressure, isn't
it?
Marlin pressure.
That's it.
it actually started with piggy perch is what it was, and then it progressed. I was like, man, maybe a bull red. And then I was like, what's better than a bull red? Amberjack.
Yeah.
Now we're to marlin.
Now we're to marlin. So tomorrow's probably going to be, you know, whales or something. But, I mean, you know, as far as the weather window, I'm not sure. You're fairly gamey, so I mean, who knows?
Oh,
see,
I'm
now
gamey,
this Galveston
baby.
Forecast, they've changed it up since we went on air. You know, fake news to start off with. And a coronavirus update for Galveston County. They're showing that on the weather site now. Still hanging at 27 cases. It's been that way for 3 days. So Wow. It's not going up. That's good.
We're looking good on that.
Hey, the stay-at-home thing, it's working. Looks like tonight that norther is going to hit. It's not going to be as bad as they thought originally. North 10 to 15, maybe gusting to 20, 40% chance of rain. Then tomorrow it's going to jump up to it'll be east-northeast at 10 to 20. So after the norther tonight and then going east-northeast tomorrow, the water's going to be really stirred up. Mm. That's going to mess the body up.
That means we're going to have to go real far to catch that marlin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like 200 miles.
Yeah, offshore offshore forecast, 8 to 12-foot seas tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, really? Yeah.
I had to throw that in
there.
That's perfect marlin weather.
Yeah.
Perfect marlin weather.
What, we'd be better flying.
That's what Cameron
Guatemala
and them tell me anyway, man.
Yeah.
Man, that's nuts.
Oh, here it is. I told you Stanley would be weighing in. He's saying first boat show was in 1956.
Wow.
I was 3 years old when that first boat show came out.
Wowzer.
Wowza.
Wowza.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's looking pretty
Ray,
pretty
if it comes down to boats or anything
that's
like that, name. He's your man.
That's
he is your man.
Ray Stanley. And,
he's a big-time San Jacinto River rat. Nobody's run more miles and more speed up and down that river than he has.
Wow.
I mean, he had some boats. He used to build some really fast jet boats.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
See, I met O'Ray. I was working at a parts store in Highlands, Texas.
Yeah.
He came in there and bought all of his parts. He used to run them 454 S7s and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And them 300-pound hulls. And,
yeah.
And he still has hair on his head. Wow. He didn't blow it all out.
See, we're talking
anyway.
Fernando the other day, and he was talking about some of the
he's a big time boat racer
to,
too.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Some of the races, you know, I was pictured racing and down in South Florida, you know, a good mile run or circle the buoy or something like that. Man, they're circling like, you know,
oceans.
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, days on end, right? I mean,
exactly.
It's incredible. You know. I have a tough time doing a 2 day run and getting banged up. I can only imagine 4 or 5, you know, and something that don't get wind through it. You're just in a big old box banging.
Well, when I first
there,
met Fernando, he had a neck brace around his neck.
Did he really?
When he had
really?
All that neck trouble?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wow.
That's boat pounding right there.
Yeah. We just got to go fishing with Platts on his boat, you know, after talking
to
him yesterday.
He did claim that.
Bill Platt,
to you, of course,
yeah.
Not to me, but yeah. That guy's a legend.
He's
yeah,
an
legend.
Electronic guru,
man. Insane.
I can't thank him enough for yesterday, man.
King fishing machine, too.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he didn't know me from anything, but you know what? Little did he know, he stole some tournaments from me in the past.
He stole them from you.
You know?
Yeah.
He just come out of nowhere like a ghost.
Yeah.
But he's good.
He's such a good guy, man. But, you know, he's telling us about that big old sea hunter he's running. He's got a bedroom in there with the
AC.
But you know he's worked his butt off from start to finish.
That guy has. He's been around a long time.
Sure has.
Hey, here's one. Morning, Captain. Is Galveston County closing the public boat ramps? Really enjoying this morning's video show. Some ramps are closing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of I don't want to say
now all the dike stuff's closed, right?
A lot of the ramps are closing. The dikes following suit, and the marinas are still operating. They've reduced staff, and from I talked with Lance Parks, the marina manager out there at the Yacht Basin, and he was informing me that all of their mechanic guys and what have you are went from doing mechanical work to now they're professional cleaners. And they're spraying handles and bleaching everything, you know, just to keep it fully operational.
Can you believe we've turned into germaphobes like this?
It's nuts.
Yeah,
nuts.
It's crazy. Where's that spray I had out?
Yeah, that's
what's the new saying?
Wow.
When you wash your hands with soap and hot water, sing happy birthday twice.
Oh, that's time.
That's how long you're supposed to.
Wow.
They never heard me sing happy birthday.
I heard that on Fake News Network yesterday. You know?
Well, this is cool. This is given out by the cruise liners.
Yeah, my wife gave that to me. I had that. Well, that's how much I used at the fishing show.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I carried my. Well, it fits in your pocket.
Yeah.
And works good. And it's got a little.
Their sales are going to skyrocket.
Ethyl alcohol, 62%. Well, that's not enough. No wonder I got sick.
Yeah, no kidding. 62%.
That's hilarious.
But
put some Everclear in there and get the spray.
That's it, Everclear.
Yeah,
that's
that's a good one.
That's the Corona cure right there. Take a little bit of that.
It's just, I mean, if you're sick, you know, you're feeling bad, just don't go out and go around anybody. Right. That's how you stop spreading it.
Yeah.
It's people that, and that's the dangerous thing about the Corona is you can be asymptomatic and not even know you have it and feel perfectly fine, and then you're contaminating people with it. That's what's scary about it.
Everybody buying toilet paper, man. I mean, watch out.
Yeah,
for that
and that's not even one of the symptoms. I mean,
yeah,
people are just so afraid to be without toilet paper or paper towels. I'll show you what their first priority is.
Pooping.
Seriously? Commode time?
Commode time, man. I watched a lady
I can't believe my old plumber buddy up here isn't selling bidets left and right.
What?
Heck, with toilet paper, that's what I'd have is I'd have a bidet put in. Seriously?
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder how many people around here got a water hose strung out through the window into the bathroom.
I mean, it all works.
Setting four is best.
Did you see where all the sewer systems in Houston were so plugged up? People are flushing down T-shirts, and they don't have toilet paper. They're cutting up T-shirts and socks and stuff, and they're flushing them down the toilet.
Wow. Plumbers ought to be making a ton of money right now. I mean,
they
aren't fishing. We realize
what you're doing. I got a heck of a headache, man. Plumbing business is definitely an essential job right now.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But, you know, while we're talking about that, I need to give props, you know, with all the problems we're having here with no phone lines and can't operate from our studios right now with the lockdown and everything. You know, we weren't able to play the national anthem, and I always do that on Saturdays and Sundays, and we apologize for that. When we get back to normal, it'll be back on our schedule. But props to, you know, I hadn't given enough props to the truck drivers. They're the ones. You know, people, where does all this stuff come from? Well, it's not going to get to you, all these supplies, unless you got truckers.
Yeah.
And look at all the medical people, what they're going through around the clock right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pulling their hair out.
Yeah.
You know, trying to keep everybody safe. And look at law enforcement and EMS and firemen, all of them.
Yep.
I mean, you know, and look at all the, I mean, there's just a lot going on in this country right now. And I just want to say that I appreciate what all these people are doing.
Absolutely.
Trying to keep some sanity within us, you know.
That's right.
Making life better for a lot of people, you know.
Thank you, guys.
Without a doubt.
Let's
see that turkey again. Yeah, this suggests washing your hands for the length of a song. And God of the Vita is not the song. Remember the drum roll lasts like 3 minutes in there, that drum solo.
Goodness,
wash his hands to pieces, yeah.
Well, be safe out there anyways, you know.
Safe.
You know, do the best you can where you are, right? I mean, wash your hands and think about the next person.
Hey, and if you can get out and recreate, do it.
Please.
Take the risk. Go fishing.
Go fishing. Yeah. Take this opportunity to spend it with your family and do something productive. Build a porch, patio. You know what I'm saying? I mean, do something and, you know.
Absolutely.
If I would have told you 6 months ago that you'd have 2 weeks off at home, you know, what would you do with it?
Come out of nowhere.
These kids homeschooling right now. That's what's terrible. All these seniors that aren't going to get to graduate.
It's a tough thing.
Well, they'll graduate, but they won't get to walk, you know.
The proms? Everything.
Yeah, the proms, all of it. Yeah.
Everything.
We went and picked up Alana's gown and everything from the school. Just you had to drive through, and they had them handing them out.
Oh, their graduation cap and gown?
Can you imagine that? I mean,
people have bought dresses. You know, those girls have bought their dresses 6 months ago for
the prom.
For the prom.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Well, they'll just have to have their own prom when it's over with. You know, this is all going to be over with, and they can delay it and just do it. You know, just like baseball season's on hold. I mean, basketball shut down. I mean, all the sports. Look at golf. My nephew's pulling his hair out, man. What little he has left. He can't even go play on the tour. And those guys aren't making money either. You don't play and you don't get paid.
There's a lot of people right now that's struggling.
Yeah, definitely. You know, props out to all those first responder guys like you were talking about on the front lines out there risking everything.
And all the people that lost their jobs and laid off in the energy sector around here in Houston. That fuels all of our business and it's a trickle down.
Definitely.
And when oil prices drop below $40 a barrel, that's not good.
We're going to start suffering.
That's it.
Cheap fuel.
That's why my calendar is full of cancellations right now.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, there
we're very close to 50 cancellations.
It's not really because of the coronavirus, because, you know, they're in a tight now. They lost their job, or their hours have been cut to nothing.
Yeah.
Some of them have had to take pay cuts, but anyway, we're getting close to, we're at 651, and we want to give that rod away. Who's the winner, man?
Let's give it away.
Hey, so, do your math. You need to calculate anything.
I did the math. Sharp and math. As random as I could make it, during that last commercial break, I came up with D. Lisa Chun. She blasted it out and tagged a whole bunch of people.
D. Lisa Chun. Awesome.
So, congratulations. Drop a, you can either send me a message on here.
Is that her picture right there?
That is.
Oh, she's nice looking. Awesome.
Yeah, so congratulations. Well, cool.
D. Lisa, you got to, or Lisa, you have to meet us on top of the Fred Hartman Bridge this morning to get your rod.
There it is. Just kidding.
Send
me a message. We'll figure out something to get that rod your way. But, man, thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is the first live show, I think, ever in the history of ever. And
For the outdoor show, it is. And
it's popping.
Yeah, it is.
People are loving it.
Went over good. Well,
heck yeah.
God
bless you now.
Thank God I had an electronic guru like you that's got all the – got your little – that's almost like one of those selfie sticks
that
you set it up on your phone there. Plug that in so your battery doesn't go dead.
There's a couple of steps.
Wi-Fi to here?
Wi-Fi. I'm hooked up on Wi-Fi here. Look, I'm just a fisherman.
He came in here and threw all this together. I had trouble just getting all the mics out and getting y'all hooked up this morning.
That's our coffee guy.
Trying to get everybody's level just right.
Shoot. You got to wear a bunch of hats come around here. I can already see.
That's right.
Which is perfect.
I had to lock the door. He sent me up there to lock the door.
Yeah.
I was the door locker, designated door locker.
Yeah, that's it. Lock the door behind you when you come in, man.
That's it. I appreciate you having me on, Mickey.
Don't want to get mugged, but I do wear a hat up here every day. I just took it off because it was kind of warm at first. I had to get the air conditioner going.
No AC will do that, yeah.
Look at there. That's what I'm
should have worn my sunglasses and I'd look normal to some people. That's the only way they see me. Yeah. I'm going to be buried like this. Hat, sunglasses.
Hey, having a good old time.
That's
man.
It, man.
With the 93 pound stringer.
That's
trout.
It, man. Have my old stringer mount in there with me.
That's it.
Oh, have me a few of my. Hey, I did bury my dad with a 52M 28 mirror lure.
Did you really?
That was his favorite mirror lure. He caught more huge trout in the surf on that bait. All those years.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's the, he called it red and yellow killer fella.
Yeah.
Red back, gold sides, yellow belly, and red eyeballs. And it,
that was probably
the fishing. He caught so many hogs on that bait. And,
David Brown. The mediocre trout of 24. I've never
David Brown ran by FTU and bought a brand new one in the box. And we set it on his chest and in his casket.
Wow.
Everybody at the funeral is going, what's that lure on his chest in there? Yeah. They didn't know old killer like we did.
Well,
if I could have got his rod and reel in there, I'd have put in there with him too.
I tell you what, from the legend himself, they must have known it was a pretty daggum good lure.
Oh yeah,
he caught him.
Yeah,
it's still a good lure.
They're probably up there taking notes. Okay, what lure is that? We got to get up. You know, got to find out. That's a good one.
Well, you got a ton of pictures around here, man. And
oh, this is just what I can. I mean.
Fill the whole room.
I could cover up.
I
man, I'd like to go back old school and pull the shoe boxes out. Remember when they had the Kodak disc cameras?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you put a disc in there and it would just take a shot till you ran out. And they took terrible pictures.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got old black and whites with those and just.
Polaroids. I mean,
I got some applaud when he looked like a little kid, man, when he first started fishing with us.
That's what we need to see.
I mean, he looked like a little kid.
That's what we need to see.
Man, y'all tell some stories tomorrow because I want to tune in. I want everybody else to hear.
It'll get good. Let's see before we go off. Got another text coming in. Nice show.
That's what I'm talking
about.
There
you go. Hey, we appreciate it. I thank everybody for tuning in.
Heck yeah.
We'll get back to normal up here at Sports Radio 610 once we get all this lockdown stuff behind us and get back, you know, get production going in our studios. And we want to thank Chris Jones for doing a good job this morning.
Absolutely. Waking up right
presume he's in his living room this morning. I don't know where Chris is at, but he's doing a great job.
People making sacrifices all over, man. That's insane. That's
he's one of our top-notch production guys. Yeah. Has been for, I don't know, he's been with 24 years or whatever.
Wow.
Been around a while. One of the first ones I met when I went to work here. All right, Jonesy. Well, thank you for what you do. And thanks, folks, for tuning in. And thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it. You made my weekend. It was a lot of fun.
Well, good.
So tune in the morning. We'll have Captain Plogg and Captain Hillman sitting in the helm with me here.
That's awesome.
In the studio right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.